baby clothes the students knit are well known in the local community. Students also produce energy-saving briquettes made from shredded recycled paper, sawdust, and other ingredients. And the school has developed a reputation for its dried smoked meat products. It's all in a day in the life at Bryan Resource Center, a boarding school that teaches deaf and blind young Kenyans from across the country a variety of skills that they can use to earn a living. Founder Joseph Shiroko.
Everybody doesn't like dirty work.
We have a number of philosophies that inform what we are doing. Accepting these people, loving them, giving them opportunities, trying to think just outside the box. Above all, maybe we are saying, trying to do what I would call ordinary things, but in an extraordinary way.
Instructors, most of who are graduates or are themselves physically challenged, work with students in such areas as animal husbandry, poultry rearing, tailoring, organic fertilizer production, and reforestation. 22-year-old Mary Kerubo's passion is knitting sweaters, which she plans to continue in her village.
Because of the problems I face at home, I feel comfortable here because Sween understands me. Even if I do not see well, she always repeats her lessons again and again, so that I may understand how to make sweaters. I know I will make it.
Kerubo's teacher, Sween Liaka, was among the first graduates of Bryan Resource Center 4 years ago. She says her students have a lot of unrecognized potential. Sween says in the future she plans to purchase 4 sewing machines that she will use to teach students and produce and sell sweaters in her home village. Bryan Resource Center offers a 1-year residential program. Groups of 4 students live in family-style setups, contributing to household chores as they undergo their skills training. The center also works extensively with students' families to set up projects that will continue after the students graduate.
As you take this certificate, it shows that you have learned livelihood skills, and please practice them.
That is what Alvin Ejikayat and his father, Victor, plan to do.
This concern mainly is livestock farming. And in the beginning, since he showed the interest in livestock farming, whereby he can feed the animals, in fact, of recent, we have tried actually to get some animals for him so that when he's at home, he must be able to take care of them.
It is difficult for many physically challenged people to get educational and career opportunities in Kenya, especially those with more than one condition. Educational facilities and expertise are few, and there is still a stigma associated with being physically challenged. Founder Joseph Shiroko's son, Brian, was the inspiration behind Bryan Resource Center. The senior Shiroko says he began the school initially as a project to teach Brian bakery skills. The family later expanded Brian's training and brought in other young people with similar physical conditions. The elder Shiroko and his wife Mary are now training Brian to head up the center. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.